Governor John Hickenlooper is an unlikely politician, but a natural entrepreneur and a salesman. It made him a millionaire in the beer business, which made him a familiar enough face in Denver to be elected mayor. And that led to two terms as governor of the state of Colorado and being consistently shortlisted as a possible cabinet secretary or even becoming Hillary Clinton's running mate on the Democratic ticket. Hickenlooper's newly published memoir is not a job application, though. The opposite of woe, my life in beer and politics, is the governor's argument that authenticity, honesty, and building consensus and problem-solving is the innovative mode in 21st century politics. It's worked for him, he says, and he believes people are hungry for it at the national level.
You know, my life could not get any better. I got married in January. The Broncos won the Super Bowl on my birthday in February. I'm looking over my shoulder because usually when things are going this well, there's some storm cloud over your shoulder that you can't quite see.
So would being named vice president be an extension of that streak, or would it be an interruption of that streak?
It might be the storm cloud. Who knows?
Yeah. You talk a lot about your record in Colorado, and I want to get to that. But what opportunities do you think you might have at the federal level, depending on how things go in this crazy election?
Oh, I don't know. I was owned the largest brew pub in the country and then somehow ended up becoming mayor and governor. I'm not sure my political prognostications are of great value. I do think that this is one of the craziest election seasons that in my entire life I've never seen such wild turbulence of what people think and what people say and anger and joy. It's amazing.
But you're not out on a limb there saying it's a kind of a crazy election season. What do you think the opportunities are, though, for leadership? Forget about, what's going to happen to you specifically. But, I mean, you are someone who's gotten into a situation, changed things, seen the opportunities where maybe others haven't. What do you think this kind of a turning point possibly means for change in America?
Well, I think one thing, obviously, we've talked about this before, that I think we should get more people from everyday life, more small business people. I was in the restaurant business, but more people into elected office that bring some of those lessons, the common sense that one needs to succeed in small business. I think that's sort of what the founding fathers intended. People go out into the world, they, engage, they win, they fail, they struggle, they learn, they lose. They go through all those life adventures. And then they come back and take the hopefully the wisdom that they accumulate and put that to good use in terms of as a public servant.
Your book, which you're obviously very proud of, it's a political memoir, but it's more than that. How would you describe it?
Well, I tried to write, my whole life. The majority of the book is after I got elected to be mayor. Did 8 years as mayor and then 5.5 years. As governor, but I also went back to my childhood and my dad dying when I was 8, and my mom raising 4 kids by herself, and I also tried to describe what a jerk I was, warts and all. Show them who you are, who you were. Hopefully, I've grown past a lot of the dumb things I did when I was younger.
Your dad died when you were 8.
Yeah, he died 2 weeks after my 8th birthday.
You describe the decision you made to go to a party. On the day, I believe, of your dad's funeral, right?
Yeah. Well, no, it was the day my mother told me that he had died. Mm-hmm. She came home and I was coming down the stairs and we sat on the landing between the first and the second floor and she was very upset. My mother was tough, a very tough woman, grew up in the Depression, sewed all her own clothes, washed tinfoil and saran wrap to reuse it. She was very flinty, but she had tears in her eyes and she just said, I wanted you to know that your father died this morning. And I can remember thinking, because I had hardly seen him. We'd gone to visit him in the hospital 2 weeks before, and he really couldn't speak. And I remember thinking, and it's, again, you go back and try to be as honest as you can, but I was going to my neighbor, Stuart Searing's, birthday party, and it was starting in 15 minutes, and I was thinking to myself, well, he's died. I guess I knew he was going to die. Is this going to take a long time? Am I going to be late for the birthday party? I mean, just so selfish and so narcissistic, as only an 8-year-old can be. And go back and think about that and realize how hard that must have been on my mother, because I'm sure she could see that in me.
All right. Well, I guess, one of the great advantages of being so candid and of having this experience and of having the success that you've had is that you can go into national politics if the opportunity is offered to you, as someone who's, you know, dealt with your issues?
Yeah. Well, somebody told me last week that if I intended the book as an audition for a higher office, they had a number of parts of the book that they would suggest that I should have left out. Because in a funny way, it's almost a call to arms of, you know, nerds everywhere, because I was that kid. I was a skinny kid with acne and thick glasses, and, you know, I kind of outgrew that and was able – I have been able to play a significant role, at least in Colorado, in trying to make things better and create collaborative environments where, you know, the legislature comes together and we address some of these issues. I think nerds everywhere need to hear that they can, you know, if they're thinking about running for city council or mayor, they should do it.
Governor John Hickenlooper, Democratic governor of Colorado, thanks so much.
It's a real pleasure. Always nice talking to you.